Well, we hope you're having a great Thanksgiving or a great start to your Thanksgiving Day. Hope you're spending it with lots of family and friends close by, and pretty certain you'll be spending it with a whole lot of good food throughout the day. Well, it's kind of fun to take a look at some of the facts and figures. You know, all of our holidays seem to have a lot of different details and history behind them, but probably none so much as Thanksgiving as far as American holidays go. When you stop and take a look at some of the different facts and figures with regard to Thanksgiving, of course, it goes back a very long time. Just how far? Well, not really actually sure. The famous Pilgrim celebration at Plymouth Colony, Massachusetts in 1621 is traditionally regarded as the first American Thanksgiving. However, there are actually 12 other claims as to where the first Thanksgiving took place. Two of those in Texas, two in Florida, one in Maine, two in Virginia, and five in Massachusetts. In fact, ceremonies of thanks actually date back to 1619 in Virginia, according to some historians. So a little bit of wonder about that. Actually, President Thomas Jefferson called a federal Thanksgiving proclamation, quote, the most ridiculous idea that was ever conceived. Well, the famous Pilgrim and Indian story featured in modern Thanksgiving narratives was not initially part of the early Thanksgiving stories, and that was largely due to tensions between the Indians and the colonists. Now, the first Thanksgiving in America actually occurred in 1541 when Francisco Vasquez de Coronado and his expedition held a Thanksgiving celebration in Palo Duro Canyon down in the Texas Panhandle. Now, the turkeys that are depicted in Thanksgiving pictures are not the same as the domestic turkeys that most people eat at Thanksgiving. Domestic turkeys usually weigh twice as much, and they're too large to fly. And when you take a look at some of the history of Thanksgiving, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed that the last Thursday of November would be a national day of Thanksgiving. That was back in 1863. In 1938, the first of 3 years for which, under order from President Franklin Roosevelt, Thanksgiving is observed on the third Thursday of November, and that was in order to promote a longer shopping season. In 1942, Thanksgiving changed to the fourth Thursday of November, where it is, of course, still under the direction of a joint resolution of Congress. And, you know, actually, when it comes down to it, when you take a look at some of the numbers and things that have to do with the Thanksgiving time, the Thanksgiving holiday, there are a lot of different historical numbers there, too. But in many cases, a lot of the numbers have to do with things that we use today. Like, for example, the average long-distance Thanksgiving trip is 214 miles, and that's compared with 275 miles over the Christmas and New Year's holiday. In fact, it's one of the more popular travel days. In fact, a lot of folks say that, and some of the numbers bear it out, too. We'll talk a little bit about that, is that the Thanksgiving Day itself is actually the day that is the most traveled day of the year. When you get right down to looking at the number, the amount of travel time, and the amount of people that actually do travel, that Thanksgiving has more people traveling on that day than any other time. And when you look at some of the numbers, it kind of bears things out. For some reason, Thanksgiving seems to be a popular day for people to hop in the car and go. You know, Americans eat roughly 535 million pounds of turkey on Thanksgiving. And one of the most popular first Thanksgiving stories recalls the three-day celebration in Plymouth, Massachusetts back in 1621. And over 200 years later, President Lincoln declared the last Thursday in November as the first day of Thanksgiving. You know, since Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving holiday in 1863, Thanksgiving has been observed annually. However, various earlier presidents, including George Washington, John Adams, and James Madison, all urged Americans to observe various periods of Thanksgiving. In 2007, George W. Bush granted a pardon to two turkeys named May and Flower, and the tradition of pardoning Thanksgiving turkeys actually began in 1947, though Abraham Lincoln is said to have informally started that practice when he pardoned his son's pet turkey at that time. You know, a lot of people, when they think of Thanksgiving, they think of football games. Well, you know, Thanksgiving football games actually came all the way back in 1876. It actually began with the Yale versus Princeton college football game. That was the first time we actually saw that. In 1920, Gimbel's department store in Philadelphia held a parade with about 50 people and Santa Claus bringing up the rear. That parade is now known as the 6ABC IKEA Thanksgiving Day Parade and is the nation's oldest Thanksgiving Day parade. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade ties for the second as the oldest Thanksgiving parade. It might be the most famous. It was established in 1924. You know, that Snoopy balloon has appeared in the parade more than any other character. And more than 44 million people watch that parade on TV each year, and about 3 million attend the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in person. Considered the mother of Thanksgiving, Sarah Hale was an influential editor and writer who urged President Lincoln to proclaim a national day of Thanksgiving. She selected the last Thursday in November because, as she said, harvests were done, elections were over, and summer travelers were home. She also believed a national Thanksgiving holiday would unite Americans in the midst of dramatic social and industrial change and awaken in Americans' hearts the love of home and country, of thankfulness to God, and peace between brethren. You know, in 2001, the U.S. Postal Service issued a Thanksgiving stamp to honor the tradition of being thankful for the abundance of goods that we enjoy in America. As I mentioned earlier, Thanksgiving Day is actually the busiest travel day, even more so than the day before Thanksgiving, which is what most people believe to be the busiest day. You know, when it comes to some of the traditions that we have, if you can't make it through the day-long celebration of food, football, and family, be thankful you weren't around for that first Thanksgiving, because that celebration in the fall of 1621 in Plymouth County, Plymouth Colony, between European settlers and the Wampanoag Indians lasted 3 days. 3 days! That's a lot of turkey and a lot of naps. You know, if you think your Thanksgiving celebration is something special today, chances are it has nothing on the celebration in Turkey Creek, Louisiana. That town, which has only 440 residents, is one of four towns in the United States with the word turkey in its name. The others are Turkey, Texas, Turkey, North Carolina, and Turkey Creek, Arizona. And there are also seven towns named after popular Thanksgiving side dishes. Towns and cities named after cranberries are the most popular. In total, seven townships and cities in the United States are named for cranberries, though most have some different spellings. You know, what about eating turkey on Thanksgiving? More people than you may have thought don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving. According to the National Turkey Federation, 88% of Americans have turkey on Thanksgiving. So if you use your math, that leaves 12% of people who don't eat turkey on the holiday. You know, filling America's appetite for turkeys actually is a tall task. Last year, there were 254 million turkeys raised in the United States, and that was up 2% from the previous year. The most popular state for raising turkeys was Minnesota. They raised 46 million turkeys last year. Minnesota, along with North Carolina, Arkansas, Missouri, Virginia, Indiana, and California, accounted for 70% of the turkeys that were raised in the United States last year. You know, even with 12% of people not eating turkey on the holiday, Thanksgiving is still the most popular holiday for turkey consumption. They estimate that 46 million turkeys are eaten on Thanksgiving, and that beats out the number that are eaten on Christmas and Easter combined. And the average turkey that's purchased for Thanksgiving weighs about 16 pounds. That's according to the National Turkey Federation. White meat makes up about 70% of turkeys, while dark meat makes up the other 30%. In case you're wondering, white meat has fewer calories and fat than the dark meat, just in case there are some dieters trying to make it through the holidays. Well, some of what you eat on Thanksgiving is actually imported from places that don't even celebrate the holiday. For example, 99.8% of imported turkeys come from Canada. Now, they actually do celebrate their own Thanksgiving, but that's in October. The Dominican Republic actually produces 51% of the imported sweet potatoes that you might have on your Thanksgiving table. And also, a lot of cranberries are needed to handle the turkey that's on Thanksgiving. You got to have something to accompany it. In all, 768 million pounds of cranberries were produced in the United States last year. Two states, Wisconsin and Massachusetts, were responsible for most of that production. They produced 450 million and 210 million pounds of cranberries. 450 million in Wisconsin, 210 million in Massachusetts. Satisfying America's sweet tooth also takes a few billion pounds of sweet potatoes. Last year alone, the United States produced 2.6 billion pounds of sweet potatoes. North Carolina led production with 1.2 billion pounds. And in fact, of course, we know that turkey was the first meal that was enjoyed by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin when they were on the moon. There's a nice little tidbit for you. Turkeys can't fly. Well, some turkeys can't fly, but they have been to the moon. So a nice little tidbit there. And can you imagine the turkey as the official bird of the United States? Well, if Ben Franklin had his way, that would have been the deal. You know, in a letter to his daughter, Franklin referred to the turkey, saying, "I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen as the representative of our country. The turkey is a much more respectable bird and with a true original native of America." So those are some facts from the United States Census Bureau and the National Turkey Federation. How much turkey will you be enjoying here today? By the way, don't forget that shopping days between Christmas and Thanksgiving, only 26 of them this year. That's because Thanksgiving falls on the last possible date it could. And that means the fewest possible shopping days this year between Christmas and Thanksgiving, with just 26. There'll be 32 shopping days between Christmas and Thanksgiving, the most possible in 2018. That'll be the next time that'll happen. That was the deal last year, but it'll be 2018 before that happens again. So enjoy your dinner and enjoy your post-holiday shopping spree.